A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Barry Hoffman, Reuven Hoffman, and Robert Mittman. On this week's program, we want to discuss the record-breaking Saudi arms deal that Donald Trump, the enemy of Israel, has signed with Muslim terrorist Saudi Arabia. Donald Trump signed the biggest arms deal in world history with Saudi Arabia. An arms deal involving hundreds of billions of dollars in weapons and technology being transferred to the Saudi terrorist regime. And let's not forget, as Donald Trump himself told us when he was a candidate, Saudi Arabia are the ones that attacked the United States on 9/11, that are responsible for murdering 3,000 innocent American men, women, and children on 9/11. The Saudis, by the way, financed the hijackers. The Saudi ambassador's wife sent money to them to enable them to carry out the attack. This was financed and coordinated by the Saudis themselves, and it was glorified on Saudi television. The Saudis on Saudi television referred to the 19 terrorist hijackers as the Magnificent 19. That's what they were called on Saudi television. And a poll taken by Gallup shortly after the attack in October of 2001 showed that 95% of Saudis agreed with Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and the attackers on 9/11. Now, later on, Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda also turned against the Saudis, because Arabs frequently attack each other and kill each other and stab each other in the back. Thank God. But just to show you the mentality of the Saudis, 95% of them, according to this Gallup poll, supported the attack on 9/11 and agreed with Osama bin Laden, agreed that you have to try to destroy America and murder as many American infidels as possible. So that's Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, like Iran, is an international sponsor of Islamic terrorism and is responsible for the murder of untold numbers of innocent men, women, and children around the world. Saudi Arabia spends billions of dollars every year spreading Islamic terrorist ideology. The madrasas are financed by Saudi Arabia. The madrasas are schools where they teach children to hate all non-Muslim infidels, where they teach children jihad, which is Islamic holy war, to conquer the entire world, where they teach children taqiya. Taqiya means deception, that you're to lie to the infidels, as the Saudis do, as the Egyptians, and all the Muslims are taught that they're supposed to lie to the infidels. This is what Muhammad did when he conquered the tribe Quraysh. He lied to the infidels. He committed taqiyya, and he commanded Muslims in all generations to do this until the Muslims conquer the world and exterminate all the non-Muslim infidels. That's what the Saudis preach, that's what they finance, that's what they spend their money on, this is what they teach huge numbers of people all over the world. This is what they use, the oil money, the petrodollars that they get. All the petrodollars that they get, they use this money to preach and fuel Islamic terrorism, Islamic hatred, Islamic racism, Islamic genocide. And now Donald Trump goes to Saudi Arabia after saying that Saudi Arabians are so terrible that they destroyed the World Trade Center, that they're such horrible people. He goes and he signs an arms agreement with them, which is the biggest arms agreement in history. Never in history was such a huge arms sale signed by any two countries. Never in history. And it is four times as big as the weapons sales that Barack Hussein Obama signed with Saudi Arabia. Barack Hussein Obama, of course, was a Muslim anti-Semite and a horrible, evil person. But Trump has signed an agreement four times the size of the agreement that Obama signed with the Saudis. Four times as big. I think anyone with half a brain can see that what we warned from the beginning is coming true. Trump is not only not better than Obama or the Clintons, but he's actually turning out to be even worse. Because when Obama proposed an arms sale to Saudi Arabia that was one-fourth the size of this arms sale, Israelis were complaining, the Israeli government complained, and the Jewish leaders in the United States were saying this is endangering Israel. Now Trump does the same thing four times as bad, and nobody says anything. There's silence. So, in many respects, that just proves that when you have a phony Republican get into the White House, that can be worse sometimes than even a left-wing Democrat. Because at least with a left-wing Democrat, there's opposition to what he's doing. There's resistance from conservatives. There's resistance, and in the case of Israel, there's resistance from pro-Israel Jews. Look at Trump's hypocrisy. How can any of you not want to throw up when you look at Donald Trump? Just look at how hypocritical he is. Look at what Donald Trump said to Hillary Clinton during the debate last year about Saudi Arabia. Let's watch this.
This is an open discussion.
Well, it is an open discussion.
I understand, and a specific question went to pay for play. Do you want to talk about
that?
Well,
but there is no evidence, but there
is
a lot of evidence about the very good work
and it's a criminal enterprise, and so
many people know it.
It's a criminal enterprise. Saudi Arabia giving $25 million, Qatar, all of these countries. You talk about women and women's rights. So these are people that push gays off business, off buildings. These are people that kill women and treat women horribly, and yet you take their money. So I'd like to ask you right now, why don't you give back the money that you've taken from certain countries that treat certain groups of people so horribly? Why don't you give back the money? I think it would be a great gesture.
The Saudis are so terrible because they preach hatred, they murder their women. And it's all true what he said, by the way. What he said in that debate is true. In Saudi Arabia, you know, they have put women who were raped on trial. Not the rapist. The rapist doesn't go on trial because Islam justifies rape in many cases. And Mohammed, the founder of Islam, was a rapist. So the rapist doesn't go on trial. The woman who was raped is put on trial. And there have been many, many, many cases with a rape victim. The woman, the rape victim, was murdered because she was raped. She disgraced her family. She disgraced her community. She disgraced Islam by being raped. That's what you have in Saudi Arabia and Iran and Egypt and all these other countries. That's what you have. And Donald Trump correctly said that they murder their women, that they torture their women, that they do terrible things there, that he said they push gays off of buildings and all the other things that he spoke about. These are things that do happen in Saudi Arabia and in the Muslim world in general. All true. All true. So he said, he said to Hillary Clinton, how can you possibly claim to be concerned about the rights of women and yet you accept money from these people, from the Clinton Foundation? Yes, he's right. He's right. He didn't say, by the way, that he didn't happen to mention, though, that when he becomes president, he's going to wind up giving the Saudis far more than the Clintons and Obama ever dreamed of giving them. Far more. The biggest arms deal in world history, worth hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, how can you not be nauseated by the slimy hypocrisy of this disgusting, immoral piece of garbage called Donald Trump? Because that's what he is. He's an immoral piece of garbage. How can you not be disgusted by him? Now, who arranged this deal? Because it's a very big deal. They had to arrange it with all types of arms manufacturers and all types of American companies, and dozens of companies signed contracts. And by the way, Trump says, this is going to mean jobs for Americans. Baloney. Baloney. The Saudi so-called investments in the United States mean only one thing. The Saudis are going to buy up American companies, which they've been doing for decades. They're already taking over the United States. Foreign money is coming in here and taking over American companies. You think that's America first, by the way? Allowing foreign, hostile countries that support Islamic terrorism to come in and buy up American companies and take over America and control the United States? That's That's make America first. We're going to make America. We're going to make America great again and America first. How can you not be nauseated by this? This is so unbelievably hypocritical and unbelievably corrupt and unbelievably disgusting. And who arranged, getting back to what I was mentioning a moment ago, who arranged all this? There was somebody, there was a point man in the administration who had to arrange this dirty deal, which endangers Israel tremendously. Hundreds of billions of dollars in the most sophisticated American equipment being transferred to Israel's Arab enemies. Remember, Saudi Arabia, in their news media, every day call for the destruction of Israel, call for the destruction of the Jewish people. Every day they do. They praise Adolf Hitler, they praise the Holocaust, they call for Israel's annihilation. And they're going to have hundreds of billions of dollars in the most sophisticated American weaponry. Obviously, that's a tremendous danger to Israel. Now, who arranged this very dangerous, terrible deal? Jared Kushner! Jared Kushner was the one who was arranging the deal. Jared Kushner, the president's so-called Orthodox Jewish son-in-law. Yeah, if he's an Orthodox Jew, I'm a Shiite Muslim imam. And so Jared Kushner is the one who arranges this dirty deal. So we already see the role that Jared Kushner, the self-hating Jew, is playing in the Obama administration. And remember, in the campaign, over and over again, you demented Trumpsters said to us, no, his son-in-law's Jewish. His daughter converted to Judaism, which was a phony conversion, and we proved that it was a phony conversion. But his daughter converted to Judaism, and his son-in-law is Jewish. No, they're Orthodox Jews. He's going to be very pro-Israel, even though he said in the campaign that he was going to be anti-Israel. He said he was going to push this agenda in the campaign. So we warned you about this, but no one would listen. No. His son-in-law is Jewish. And we said the fact that his son-in-law is Jewish is bad for Israel. The self-hating Jews in these administrations, when self-hating Jews have power and influence, and the Kushners are the ultimate self-hating Jews. They're business partners with George Soros. They're friends with Henry Kissinger. They are the ultimate self-hating Jews. By the way, until they met the Trumps, their whole life they donated millions and millions of dollars to left-wing Democrats, as Trump did. That was what the Kushners' political involvement was. In New Jersey, they supported left-wing Democrats. Almost all their money went to left-wing Democrats over the years. And Jews were so thrilled that Kushner is his son-in-law. And his daughter supposedly converted to Judaism. Who was the person who converted them? The so-called rabbi who converted them? Haskell Lukstein, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro. Who's Haskell Lukstein? He's the left-wing, self-hating, so-called rabbi who supported the Oslo Accords, who supported Yasser Arafat, who supported every agreement and every disaster that has endangered Israel's survival for decades now. So this pseudo-rabbi, because you can't be a rabbi and support the surrender of Jewish land and stab your own people in the back, that you're not a rabbi if you're going to do that. And Haskell Lukstein did that, and he was the one who arranged for the so-called conversion of Ivanka Trump, which was a phony conversion. And we'll get back to Haskell Lukstein and Ivanka Trump in a few moments. But Jared Kushner, they told us this was, oh, this is, he has a Jewish son-in-law. This is fantastic. What a disaster. What a disaster. And by the way, now Trump has put Jared Kushner in charge of bringing peace between Israel and what he calls the Palestinians. Of course, there are no Palestinians. There is no Palestine. That's an Arab lie and an Arab bluff. But so-called peace between Israel and the Palestinians, Jared Kushner is the one who's going to push for this and arrange this. Together with another Orthodox Jew, so-called, Jason Greenblatt. Jason Greenblatt was involved recently in negotiating another wonderful deal, where he got Netanyahu to agree to freeze all Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. He went there and he says, you can't build in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. Jason Greenblatt went there to warn Netanyahu. President Trump doesn't want it. President Trump himself warned Netanyahu not to do it. And so we see that we're getting policies and we're getting actions here now that are worse than we had under Obama. This is worse than Obama. This is four times as big an arms deal to Israel's Arab enemies and to the Muslim enemies of the United States, as what Obama gave us. And again, Trump himself said the Saudis are Muslim enemies of the United States. And he was right. Now he's giving these Muslim enemies America's most sophisticated weaponry and hundreds of billions of dollars in weaponry and access to American markets so that they can buy up all the American companies and take even more control over America. They already have tremendous influence and control. They've already bought up huge parts of companies on Wall Street and all types of even technology companies, which is really dangerous for American security. And Trump wants to give them hundreds of billions of dollars more control over America. And again, Jared Kushner is helping to arrange all of this. Jared Kushner, the so-called Orthodox Jew, he's helping to arrange all this. Now, we also learned that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump have a special heter. Heter means special permission, halachic permission that you get to violate Shabbat, to violate the Sabbath. Because you see them traveling on Trump's plane on Shabbat and traveling in cars on Shabbat and doing all these other things on Shabbat. Orthodox Jews are not allowed to do that. How did they get this heter to violate Shabbat? Well, Haskell Lukstein gave them the heter. Haskell Lukstein, the self-hating so-called rabbi, the Oslo rabbi, the Arafat rabbi, he gave them the heter. Haskell Lukstein said to them, you, to help Trump achieve so-called peace, in other words, to help Trump pressure Israel to commit national suicide, you can violate Shabbat. You can violate Shabbat. After all, it's such a vital mission to get Israel to give up her land and create a PLO, Fatah, Nazi terrorist Islamic state in Judea and Samaria, the biblical heartland of Israel. That's such an important project. It's so important for world peace. Of course you can violate the Shabbat in order to do something like that. So they have now a heter to travel and violate Shabbat and show this is what Orthodox Jews violate Shabbat. Orthodox Jews don't observe any of the commandments. They go all over the place and break every law under the sun because they have to, because after all, they're trying to help Donald Trump in his mission to get Israel to commit suicide, in his mission to get Israel to retreat to the pre-1967 suicide borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide. Because that's what so-called peace means. It means Israel will be in borders that are 6 to 9 miles wide, surrounded by a half a billion Arab and Iranian Muslims, outnumbering Israel 100 to 1. And being outnumbered 100 to 1, they're going to be in borders that are 6 to 9 miles wide. You think Israel can survive in those borders? Are you crazy? Israeli leaders always told us there's no way we could survive in those borders. There's no way we'd survive. Golda Meir, who was a leftist, who was a socialist prime minister of Israel, she said any Jew who would support that would have to be a traitor. Golda Meir said it, not Chaim ben Pesach, Golda Meir. And Abba Eben in English, Abba Eben in Hebrew, Abba Eben, who was Israel's very left-wing foreign minister, he was so left-wing that even the left-wing Labor Party rejected him. They rejected him when he wanted to be prime minister. He was in the left-wing of the left-wing party. He was part of the left-wing of the left-wing Socialist Labor Party. That's how far to the left he was. He referred to the 1967 borders that Trump wants to impose on Israel as Auschwitz lines, suicide lines, Holocaust lines. And now Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump have to help Donald Trump achieve this wonderful peace. That's what they have to do. And of course, we know the Trump administration has been telling us now that the Western Wall, Hakotel HaMaravi, belongs to the Arabs as well. Listen, you have for peace, you have to give up the Kotel HaMaravi, you have to give up Jerusalem, you have to give up everything. What a disaster this is turning into. Who told you so? Who warned you from the start? Weren't we right from the start? Everybody else said that Trump is pro-Israel, he's good, he's going to be favorable toward Israel. Everybody said the fact that he has a Jewish son-in-law and his daughter supposedly converted, all of this is going to be very, very favorable to Israel. All the Israeli leaders said this. Everybody told you so. By the way, the one Israeli leader that did tell the truth about Trump, that did say he would be banned, was Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party, and that's one of the reasons why we support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party in the Israeli elections. When the next elections are held, we're going to be supporting, God willing, Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. But anyway, among organizations and groups, we were the only ones that said this. You can't find me another organization that gave you the truth, that exposed this the way we exposed it among Jews. You can't find another group on the Jewish right, because none of them are really right wing. We are the Jewish right. You can't find another group that warned you the way we did. You can't. They don't exist. And to this day, they're not telling Jews the truth. They're not warning Jews. They're not telling Jews the truth. They're telling us Netanyahu is still good. Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett. Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett, who are freezing all Jewish building in Judea and Samaria. Netanyahu just announced that he's going to increase Arab building in Judea and Samaria. Arab building he's going to increase, but Jewish building is frozen. That's Netanyahu. When are we finally going to wake up and understand what's going on over here? JTF's message is so essential. Help us bring that message to the people of Israel. As I've told you before, tens of thousands of Israeli Jews are now seeing our videos. Because we have an advertising campaign, tens of thousands of Israeli Jews have been seeing our videos. But we're the only voice out there going against all the other voices. It's very hard, very, very hard. But we have an obligation to do this best we can to tell the truth. To tell the truth and to stand against the lies and stand against the forces of evil. We have to do it. If we don't do it, no one else will. We've seen that over and over again. So help us. When you help us financially, every check, money order, cash donation that you send to us, you should know that it helps us reach more people in Israel. It helps with our advertising campaign, helps us reach more people. It's absolutely essential. And by the way, there are two ways you can, if you want to help us, you can send money or you can send a cash donation or a check or a money order to our post office box. You can do that if you wish. Or you can go online and do it with your credit card with PayPal, because we have an account with PayPal. It's on our Hebrew forum. You have to go to our Hebrew forum, which is hayamin.org. And on top, there's a donate button, and it's very, very easy at that point. It takes a couple of minutes, and you can conveniently donate with your credit card. I just hope and pray that we can reach enough people and wake people up before it's too late, because all of this is so dangerous. And by the way, Netanyahu and the Likud, they're also guilty, and Naftali Bennett, they're also guilty for the arms sale. Because they praised Trump and enabled Trump to get elected and gave Jews the illusion that Trump would be good for the Jewish people. That's one of their many crimes, one of their many sins. And another thing they've been doing, they've been telling us for years now that Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan are moderate Arab countries. Moderate. Even though in the Saudi, Egyptian, Jordanian news media, over and over again, every day they tell Jews, they tell Muslims that they have to destroy the Jewish people, that they have to destroy the non-Muslim infidels, that they have to destroy the state of Israel. Every day they say they're just waiting until they're strong enough. What did the Egyptian defense minister say? Or the war minister in Egypt? He said, we're waiting until our military is strong enough so that we can attack again and finally wipe Israel out. This is what they've been saying now for years. They're continuing to say that. They're saying they're getting stronger. They're waiting till Israel is weak. In other words, they want Israel to go back to this suicidal pre-67 borders, and then they'll move in and exterminate Israel. They're waiting for this. They're pushing this program, this policy. This is what their aspiration is. That's moderate? They want genocide against the Jewish people. They want to wipe the Jewish people out. That's moderate? And because Netanyahu calls them moderate, of course, Trump can go then and sell hundreds of billions of dollars of weapons to them, because you have Netanyahu even saying they're moderate. Of course, it's hypocritical, because Trump himself said that they're enemies not just of Israel, they're enemies of the United States. And he himself mentioned what the Saudis did to the United States. And he himself was exposing what the Saudis did as a candidate. But we knew that was completely phony. We knew he was an absolute fraud, and that he would do exactly what he's doing. We warned you that this would all happen. It's playing out. It is playing out exactly the way we warned you. We said he would be a chaotic, terrible, disastrous president. He's a chaotic, terrible, disastrous president. We said that he was mentally unstable. He's acting like someone who's mentally unstable. We said his policies in Israel would be disastrous. His policies in Israel are disastrous. And we see in this example that, again, in this particular example, that he's actually worse than Obama. Actually worse than Obama. And the effect of his policies, freezing all Jewish building in Judea and Samaria and all the other things he's done, nowhere are his policies better than Obama. Nowhere. Not in one area involving Israel and the Jewish people. Nowhere. For Israel and the Jewish people, none of his policies are better than Obama or the Clintons. And so, you know, we try to warn people. We try to tell you that this was coming. And if we had been stronger and if we had reached more people, who knows what could have happened. But I think you'll agree, those of you that have an ounce of sanity, I think you'll agree that it's important that someone like us be out there telling the truth. It's very important that there be a voice of truth like JTF, especially in Israel. Especially in Israel, which is a small country. You know, I tell you, tens of thousands of Israeli Jews are seeing our videos. Remember, tens of thousands of Israeli Jews in a country the size of Israel would be the equivalent of millions of Americans. If it was in English, it would be like us getting millions of views in English, because Israel is a small country with only 6 million Jews. So it would be like us getting millions of views in the United States. That's what the equivalent is. So we're beginning to reach more and more people. We need to do far more. We need to do far more, because we're the one voice standing against all the voices of lies and all the deception and all the propaganda and all the brainwashing and all the un-Jewish thinking. After 2,000 years of Jews living in the Galut, living in the exile, Jews do not think like normal human beings anymore. They've gone nuts. They're always groveling and always figuring out ways to appease and surrender and never standing up the way they should, and the way they have to, and the way they're commanded to, by the Torah, by Hashem. That's why it's so essential that our voice be heard. So essential. Anyway, all hope is not yet lost. Od lo avda tikvateinu, is what it says in the anthem of Israel. Od lo avda tikvateinu, which means our hope is not yet lost. After the Holocaust, when the state of Israel was about to come into being, and many Jews felt there was no hope anymore after seeing over 6 million Jews murdered, after seeing their entire families gassed and burned in the death camps, it certainly looked hopeless for the Jewish people. And yet the Jews still said, our hope is not yet lost. And they came back and they created a Jewish state against all odds, outnumbered 100-1 with the whole world against them. They won this miraculous victory just as the Bible said they would. And they saw that their hope was not yet lost, because God still controls what happens in this world. But we have to do the right thing. We have to be out there warning. Even if no one else tells the truth, someone has to tell the truth. There has to be a voice of truth. There has to be a voice of sanity. There has to be a voice that directs Jews in the right, that directs Jews and puts them on the proper focus. There has to be a voice like that. Sometimes we say things that are unpopular, and because the truth often is unpopular, but the truth must be told. Join with us. Let's work together as a team. Together, God willing, we can still make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.